Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders that we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
All right. So I've obviously moved into my new flat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've rented it.
Obviously. Yeah.
So when we arrived, everything was brand new in the whole flat. So there were no pictures on the wall. There was nothing at all. So we put loads of pictures up on the wall and things like that. And they made quite a lot of holes in the wall. So I'm a bit nervous about that.
Is this at your new place?
At the new place, yeah. Anyway, we then put up the new TV, which is now up on the wall. And I got a handyman to come round to hook it up. And it's like a really cool TV, right? So it's like a good TV.
Why is it cool?
It's just, it's one of the... Don't want to get into it, but it's one of the OLED. OLED.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
6K?
6K OLED.
6K?
6K.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah, but I think there is a 6K. I think there actually is a 6K. Anyway.
Really?
Anyway.
I thought it's 4K and then the next will be 8K.
I don't know. Maybe it is 8K. I don't know what it is. It's a lot of Ks, right? There's a lot of Ks in it. Anyway, firstly, he was itch like, the picture is better than anything you've ever seen. The picture isn't. It looks exactly the same as any other TV that I've noticed. It looks exactly the same. That's the first thing. The second thing is that I got the handyman round to hang up the TV. And I was like, can you just be careful about, because we've rented this place and if you're going to stick it on the wall and make it okay and things like that. And he went, yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, I went into the next door room and I went, and I heard him go, oh, God. I was like, oh, what's he done? Came back in and he had put the... what's the thing what you attach the TV to? The
bracket.
The bracket. He put the bracket in the wrong place. He drilled it to the wall in the wrong place. So he had to undrill it. He had to undrill it and then drill it more holes above it into a new place. And I was like, okay, fine. I was like, don't worry about it. We then hung the TV up. And he's like, oh, what we should do also is, you know where you can see all the wires hanging down? We should change that. And I went, oh, how do you do that? He goes, oh, it's super easy. You just drill a couple of holes and done. And I went, all right, let's do that. I kid you not. I swear to God, I can shirt tea. He drew a square into the wall. Into the wall. And I said, oh, mate, I rent this place. And he went, well, do you? And I went, yeah. He went, have you asked your landlord to do this? I said, no, I haven't asked my landlord. And he went, you probably should do that. And there's a fucking hole in my wall now.
I don't think you're going to get your deposit back.
Why won't I get my deposit back? I think I'll get my deposit back. I'll just be like, look, I've made you a new hole in the wall where you can put wires and things like that attached to the TV.
How much was your deposit, do you think?
I don't know. Deposit is like...
You don't know how much your deposit was?
What is a deposit? It's like 2 weeks' rent or something like that, isn't it?
Two months, I think.
No, deposit's not...
6 weeks.
Is it six weeks?
But I think it varies. But yeah, I think they will probably take the whole deposit. because it's any opportunity that they have to take the whole thing, they'll say, "Oh, well, we need to pay a builder to fix that whole wall."
It's like what happened when we had the barbecue on our roof.
And
we burnt the whole roof, and then we had to.
Yeah, well, I mean that I guess it's. We won't make that mistake again.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Private Parts Podcast. Welcome to a bonus episode with your two friends over here, Francis and Jamie. just hanging out.
So obviously, before the episode, you were telling me how you thought you were better than Joe Rogan.
No, I didn't say I was better than Joe Rogan. I didn't say that
didn't
at
you?
All. I didn't say I was better than Joe Rogan.
You said he's just some loser who does psychedelics and jiu-jitsu.
You got quite defensive over him.
No, I wasn't being defensive. I was being defensive, but it did seem a bit of a strange attack.
No, it's not a strange attack. I just said I think I like Joe Rogan, but I think he's repetitive in what he talks about.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I guess he is interested in martial arts, right? So he speaks a lot about martial arts.
Yeah, and that's what you
maybe,
do.
Maybe he intimidates you, I guess, because you're not a fighter.
Well, I'm not a fighter, but I just think that he, I don't know, listen, when you, how many episodes has he done? He's done over 1,000 episodes. He's done over 1,000 episodes. I think you have to get quite repetitive after 1,000 episodes.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Maybe that, and especially if you're doing like two hour long. Okay, if you could have one.
I've got a hunch that he's not too worried about what you think of him.
Oh, really?
How much did he sell his podcast for to Spotify?
He sold it for 200 million, I think.
So someone likes the repetitive. Yes, I suppose someone out there.
Well, I think what he does is he gets a lot of listeners. So
yeah.
So he gets a lot of listeners out there.
Someone likes it.
You like him? You like Joe Rogan?
Well, no. I mean, like, to be honest, I don't really listen to Joe Rogan's podcast that much. Occasionally, I'll see an episode pop up on Twitter or YouTube, and I'll give it a listen. But I think there's a lot of I think he has some interesting.
But you do
guests.
Quite like it.
Yeah, I think he's good. I like the way that it's just unedited live. He puts it up, you know.
It's a bit like us, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, we are completely unedited, unscripted. another thing that we've got in common with Joe Rogan.
What else do we have in common with Joe Rogan? We both live in LA.
We have a podcast.
Both live in LA. Both go hunting and shoot elk. That's what we do. We love shooting elk.
I don't do as much of that anymore. But,
Why don't you shoot as much elk anymore? I don't understand why you don't do that.
Because I just can't seem to find any around Notting Hill. But you know how it's, it's obviously illegal now for people to meet up in groups larger than six.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
But
what are you feeling about that, buddy? Are you feeling a little bit? Are you a little bit upset? Are you a little bit annoyed?
Well, I mean, as you well know, I don't even really have, more than
six friends.
More than six friends. So it's actually, it was almost like they made it. Just they were like, look, Francis has six friends, so let's call it six.
But, do you think they sat there and went, let's call it six?
Yeah, because they know everything about us, right?
So they went, look, Francis has only got six buddies, so let's just make sure that we only have six people. Six.
I just think it just makes total sense, six. It's that makes total sense in terms of like stopping the virus. But but I think six is a good number. Obviously, I think they need to make
why six
exceptions.
A good number? Why six?
No, it's just because it makes sense, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, see the science. Six is the specific number that stops the virus. But I think also what is good is that they made those provisions for straightforward shooting parties.
What's that?
Well, you can still meet for a shooting party.
What's a shooting party?
You can shoot grouse.
Oh, so wait, hang on.
In groups of 30. So you can get together as a group of 30.
No, you can't.
And shoot grouse. Yeah, you can.
Wait, hang on. So you can't meet up. What you're saying is you can't meet up as a group of six, but you can.
What I'm saying is, let's say you have some children, Jamie, uh-huh. that you're not aware of, and they're at school. Right?
Yeah, yeah,
they're
yeah.
at school all day uh-huh. in a class of 30 people, right?
Yeah.
Let's say it's a class of 30 people at school all day. Then they come home and they say, "Mom, I want to have my It's my birthday. It's my sixth birthday today.
Yeah, it's
can
a
we
big,
have a
big
can
birthday.
We have a party in the garden with my the, my fr- my class, the friends from my class, and they'll say no, that's illegal. You can't have a party of more than you can only choose six of your friends to come to the party. But actually, Daddy's going shooting with his mates, 30 people, shooting some grouse. So what actually they could do, if you still want to have children's birthday parties. You could have them in the garden and just release a grouse for all the children to hunt. They have to so just hunt as long as they are hunting the grouse, it's legal.
So you could have all of it. You could have all of your kids' friends. Just they'd have to release something so they could chase it and hunt it, and then they could have 30 of their friends.
Yeah. So as long as it's out in a garden, they're all socially distanced. They can meet up 30 people and hunt a grouse in their garden. That's legal, but a children's birthday party.
Okay, if you were gonna have a party, right? Firstly, what would the theme be, and who would you invite?
If I was gonna have a party, well, you know, I've always gone for a cowboy party, cowboy and Indian.
Yeah. So you like the cowboys, so you get a little cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe a piñata.
Is it piñata? It's a piñata. It's not a piñata.
How do you think the Mexicans pronounce
it? Piñata.
Piñata.
Is it piñata?
Piñata.
What does piñata mean, do you think?
Bursting with sweets.
So okay, this is your birthday, right? So you got your birthday. It's cowboy themed. You've got a piñata, which it's a piñata cowboy themed. You've got
Do you know how do you spell piñata?
How do you spell piñata?
No, I'm asking you.
P-I-N, yata, y-a-t-t-a.
No, you idiot.
What is it then? How am I meant to spell?
P-I-N, you know, with the and then the N with the little, like, what is it, umlaut thing?
What, the little hat?
The Spanish umlaut. You know, the little quaver sort of thing. Anyway, and then A-T-A.
Did you just call it a quaver? Because it looks like a quaver.
Yeah.
It does look like a quaver.
And so piñata, like mañana, or... I don't know, like, there's that, the piñata, mañana, you know, you get the idea.
No, I want to know one
senor,
more.
Senor.
No, I want to know one more that's like...
Senor, I said just senor.
Mañana. It's not like senor.
Mañana, senor. Yes, because, yes, exactly. Senor.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, listen, to all of you listeners,
okay,
welcome.
Okay, so my party would probably be a cowboy piñata party.
Okay, so wait, everyone dresses as a piñata or they dress as a cowboy?
They dress as cowboys and obviously a Mexican cowboy as well, if you like. Uh-huh. And then they go and beat the piñata.
okay, but everyone's a cowboy, every single person.
No, some are sort of gaucho, which is sort of the Southern American Argentinian cowboy, and some are the
so it's different. If different types of cowboys, so you're gonna have basically different types of cowboys.
Yeah, different types.
How much have you Googled in this bonus episode today? You've Googled a lot.
A cowboy is an animal herder who tends cattle, ranches in North America.
Yep.
Okay. The Spanish roots of the cowboys, the vaqueros. And then obviously you've got the cavaleros.
The cavaleros.
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 Other historic uses of the word, Spanish roots. Yeah. There we go. The rise of the cowboy in the Mexican-American War.
How have we got onto this topic, the fact that you're going to have your birthday party? And then,
do you know my ancestor fought in the Mexican-American Civil War?
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah. He was on Roosevelt's Rough Riders, which was like the special forces unit for Roosevelt.
Hello all you private parts listeners. Sorry for the ramble from Francis and I about cowboys and things like that. As always, we like to do in our bonus episodes, we like to dedicate it to you guys, because without you guys, we wouldn't be doing our podcast. We would just be simply not doing a podcast. So Francis, we got a couple of stuff that I want to read out to you. Do you want to hear them?
Yes.
So guys, we got a couple of letters that we like. Also, which is very exciting, we hear that there is some post which is in the studio. We are not in the studio at the moment. We're doing a Zoom call once again because of social distancing and stuff like that. But in the studio, we have a guest this Friday, really excited about it, and they're going to read out some post. But here are some letters. So here we go. Hey, Jamie and Francis, my baby whisperers. Noah, your biggest sleeping two-year-old fan, started nursery this week. It's very zen and peaceful, and I thought that at last it was time to get my life back. No more driving around circles every afternoon. It was all going swimmingly. Then came nap time. All the other toddlers curled up with their favourite soft toy, listened to a lovely hippie lady sing a song about rainbows, and off to sleep all the little darlings went, except mine. Noah refused to sleep and still won't for a whole week, until the point we had to have a meeting with the headmistress. She of course asked the question I had been dreading: how do you get him to sleep at home? I said I like to listen to a very relaxing podcast, and it sent him off to sleep. But she asked what kind of podcast, and I could not say the words private parts to this very pure, innocent school teacher. I don't know if I should buy some tiny earphones for Noah to secretly put them before nap time, so for now the poor boy is going private parts cold turkey until we maybe find a nursery that is Jamie and Francis friendly. Love from your youngest listener, Noah.
Well, that is a predicament. I feel sorry for Noah, not just for the lack of private parts, but obviously having to listen to a hippie sing him to sleep. Hippie woman. I hope she bathes.
Why wouldn't she bathe?
Well, sometimes hippies don't bathe.
What? My older sister was a bit of a
hippie. They don't, because like they believe that it's you know, they believe that the sort of their hair cleans itself.
My brother believed this, and my brother didn't wash his hair for 3 months because he was convinced that it would clean itself. It definitely didn't. It did not clean itself. It was freaking vile. It's like so greasy and so sweaty. He didn't wash it for 3 months.
Do you know, actually, Karl Marx also didn't bathe. He didn't take baths. So he got like staph infections all over his body. He never bathed.
What?
And so he was covered in boils all over his body. Boils that kept bursting. Well, he had all these boils on his bum because he just never took a bath.
Wait, what's a staph infection?
It's a staphylococcalitis or whatever. It's like a particular type of bacterial infection that you get on the skin. Ugh.
Wait, and he had boils on his butt?
He had boils all over his body. He was covered in boils.
What the hell? That's not good. Okay, hey, Francis, we also got a couple of questions from social media. Now, if you'd like to ask us a question on social media, please go to our Instagram at Private Podcast. Here we go. You ready for this, Francis?
Yeah.
This is from J. McCarthy, 84. How to tell if your good friend has feelings for you, and how to tell them you have feelings for him. How do you do that?
How to tell if your friend has feelings for you, and how to tell
them how to tell if
you
your
have
good
feelings
friend...
for him.
Yeah. How do you tell? That's the question.
Well, I mean, is this a good friend? You know.
Hey, I don't have anything. I don't have anything. I just have that simple
question.
There's not a lot of
information to work with. I'm going to say, if you just put your hand on his knee, and if he doesn't say anything,
yeah,
then you just say, look, I had my hand on your knee for the past 20 minutes and you didn't say anything. So,
okay, wait, hold on, let's role play this quickly. So your hand's on my knee, I've said nothing, and then we're sitting next to each other and you say to me, go.
My hand's been on your knee, Jamie, for the past 20 minutes.
Yeah, I noticed that, but I didn't really mind that it was on my knee.
Yeah, well, I guess that means you've got feelings for me.
Surely it's the other way around. Surely it's the other way around that you should have feelings for me if your hand
is on my knee. No, if you didn't have feelings for me, you would have said, can you get your hand off my knee?
Well, I wouldn't do that. If you put your hand on my knee, I wouldn't care. I'd just keep it. I'd quite like
it. And then I'd think, all right, he's got feelings
for me. No, because exactly, because you put your hand on my knee.
Yes, to test you.
You were testing me to see if I had feelings for you. Yeah. Ah, I got it. Okay, you win, buddy.
Well, another thing you could do is you could put your hand on their neck.
What does that mean?
You put your hand on someone's neck and you just leave it there. It's creepy. So if they don't say anything, it means that they, you know, have feelings for you.
Hey, to all of you lovely private parters, once again, we love getting your messages and questions and emails. So every single bonus episode, we want to read out your questions, your letters, your posts, whatever it is. And we're going to reward you, reward the listener with our favorite message. We're going to give you an exclusive private parts mug. So whoever we like is the favorite message, the favorite post, the favorite questions, anything at all, every single week we're going to give you a private parts mug. Now you can get in touch via Instagram or via email. Our Instagram is @privatepodcast. Our email is contact@privatepartspodcast.com, or leave us a review on the Apple Podcasts. We read them all the time and we'll be sharing our favorite ones on future episodes. So the first winner of the mug, our favorite message this week, comes from the lovely Noah. We're going to give it to Noah, yes. Francis, because once again...
Oh, he deserves it.
Yeah, he... Well, I don't know. Do you think Noah didn't write it? Noah is the... I think it's the mum of Noah, so I think she gets it.
Yeah, but I mean, I think he deserves it. She can just keep it safe for him.
Like a christening present. We're like giving... Yeah. So Noah's mum, whoever you are, we're going to send you a private parts mug as a little gift, as you are winner of the week. And this is going to happen every single bonus episode, every single Wednesday, every single week. You excited for that, Francis?
We got a mug for everyone. Yeah.
We don't have a mug for everyone.
Not a mug for everyone.
We don't have a mug for everyone. We got a mug once a week on a bonus episode.
One a week.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of the bonus episode. We'll see you on Friday for a very special episode with... We're not going to tell you, it's a secret, but we'll see you on Friday.
Oh, shit, I wasn't actually recording.
What?
I wasn't recording.
You're lying. Are you lying?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're lying. Okay, everybody, we're going to see you on Friday for another episode.
See ya.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.